You're listening to Away with Words, the show about language and how we use it. I'm Martha Barnett.
And I'm Grant Barrett.
Earlier, we were talking about the language questions that come up between sweethearts.
And it seems couples keep sorting out those language issues long after they're married. Take Lydia from Temecula, California. She and her husband had been going back and forth over the same word for 10 years. 10 years. 10.
Hi, you have a way with words.
Hi, this is Lydia Casarda. I'm calling from Temecula, California.
Hi, Lydia. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Thank you. You know, my husband and I are, we're actually very competitive when it comes to trivia, and I think our children have witnessed some brutal Jeopardy, you know, competition between the two of us. And one of the sort of kind of a long battle between us has been the word subscribe. And he is claiming that I'm using the word incorrectly when I say something along the lines of, that's an idea that I subscribe to. And he's telling me I can't subscribe to an idea.
What are his authorities?
What?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, he's like, you know, that's not applicable for that. You're not using it correctly at all.
Is he just pulling this out of thin air, or does he have does he have some supporting data for this?
Well, I have to say this about my husband too. He's terrific about arguing. I mean, he is almost frustrating because he has too much time to think about the argument or something. Mm. I don't really know. We have 4-year-old twins. I don't know how that's possible, but yeah. And so, you know, I mean, when he'll come back at me with some things, and they make sort of sense when he's talking about it, but later on, I'm thinking, what?
What just happened?
So, yeah, so this is our dilemma, and I'm dying to know who's correct.
So you married a baloney artist, and you want us to fix it?
yeah, exactly. he's a well-spoken baloney artist.
Okay.
Though, I should say that.
Okay.
Maybe you say prosciutto. Prosciutto would be a higher level.
I see. But still lots of prosciutto. Lots and lots and lots of it, right?
Exactly. With some capers and lemon even or something, you know? Okay. That's another show.
That's good.
Right.
That's good. Food. You can't go wrong.
Right. You can certainly subscribe to an idea. Why not? I don't understand what his argument even
Lydia,
is.
Lydia, he's wrong. He's patently, clearly, 100%, provably, demonstrably, factually wrong.
Fabulous.
But the question is, will he accept our authority? Now, and maybe just put it this way. If he won't accept our authority, tell him there is no style guide in English that agrees with him. None of them. They don't even address
anywhere.
It. Even the most hardline, most conservative style mavens don't even bother with this because there's no question that you can use subscribe to mean to follow an opinion or to agree with a point of view.
Sure, to endorse heartily. Yeah.
I'm doing the happy dance.
So now he has to take care of the twins for a couple weeks all on his own, right? While you go on a vacation or something?
I subscribe to that. Yes, I do. Indeed.
Well, we're glad we could help.
Well, thank you very much. I so appreciate your settling this long decade of a topic.
Decades? Wow.
A decade, yeah.
Oh, you put up with too much, Lydia.
Yeah, well, that's another story, too, but, you know.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Sounds like Lydia got what she came for, right?
Yep, I think so. We're often asked to resolve those long-running disputes over a single word, but then there are the language questions that just never seem to go away. Like, for example, when to use the word me and when to use the word I.
That happened with a listener in New York. He'd recently celebrated his daughter's wedding, but there was a point in the ceremony when he stopped thinking about the joy of the moment and started thinking about pronouns.
I recently gave away a daughter. In front of 400 people, the pastor asked me, who gives this daughter to be married? And I thought about this quite a bit. I guess the background's in order. I was kind of a grammar Nazi with my two girls, especially when it came to me versus I.
Mm.
And if I caught them in what I perceived them was a mistake, I would correct them mercilessly.
Mm-hmm.
So, the day of the wedding, pastor asked, who gives this woman to be married? And I said, her mother and me. Now, I had thought carefully about that because her mother and I didn't seem to make sense to me. Especially if the trick that I normally use is removing the second person. And when I do that, it just sounds, it's sounds more correct to me. I don't have any more justification than that. Who gives this one in marriage? Me. So since I've done that, though, my offspring, that I remember I tortured as they were growing up, have kind of turned on me.
They'll do that.
And they bring up this poppycock about implied verbs. I think they're making it up. But we thought we would lay this controversy at your feet and let you make judgment.
Oh, now.
I need to know,
boy,
am I courageous or am I simply foolish?
Or do you have to do the wedding over?
No. Believe you me, no. The 400 people have come and gone.
Oh, I was going to say, you're not calling us right now from the wedding aisle, are you?
No, this is
what am I supposed to say?
It's burned into our family history for better or worse.
Well, I hope that's the least of the problems in your family, or the most of the problems in your family.
Yeah.
So the question on the table, Martha, is should he, when the preacher said, "Who gives this woman in marriage?" Mm-hmm. Should he have said, "Her mother and me," or "Her mother and I"?
I think technically there's an implied verb there. Her mother and I are giving her away.
Yeah,
technically.
I think you're right, Martha. Troy, I'm sorry to say, but it should have been her mother and I.
Which means that you've raised your children really well.
Well, it means I have to leave the country now.
Canada's nice.
I'm close.
You're close.
I may.
Yeah, it's like a 9-hour drive from New York City to Canada.
I can never face my family again. You realize this is the 400 people are sweating.
But let me just.
You don't understand. If I had been the least bit generous when I was correcting my children, I may have been forgiven this. Circumstances they are, I don't think they will ever forgive.
Well, what you need to do then every time they bring this up and say, well, you know, your mother and I are working on the will right now. And so maybe they'll clam up about it. I'll tell you, since you're in New York City, Saks has some very nice gifts on the jewelry aisle, if you have apologies to make. Or Tiffany's over on Fifth Avenue.
Connection's breaking up. I'm sorry. I did hear nothing about buying jewelry for my
Troy, we're gonna thank you for calling us. Drop us a line. Let us know how they respond. I bet they love you so much they're just gonna be good natured. They'll rib you once in a while, but it's all love, right?
Okay. Also, I'm gonna start a Facebook group for the abolition of implied verbs.
Boy, he just wasn't gonna let go of that, was he?
Can you blame him? The biggest moment of his child's life, all eyes on him. And all of a sudden, he has to worry about making sure his grammar's impeccable?
Well, now we've reached the big moment. It's that moment when you stop and think about what public radio means to you. Now's the time to pick up that phone and pledge your support.
Here's the number to call.